God. They got mad with Jesus, but Jesus said, let the dead bury their dead. Go thou and preach the gospel, the kingdom of God, to lost souls. We like the word when it's convenient, but we don't like it when it touches our situation. And so when they got through worshiping, their heart was open, and so they opened their treasure. Now listen to this. When they opened their treasure, the Bible says that they presented unto him gifts. The word presented is a formal term. They didn't just go in their pocket and give him stuff. It was a formal presentation or ceremony that they gave to honor the King of Kings. You see, my brothers and sisters, the problem with a whole lot of us is when offering time comes, we just run in our pockets, our purses, or what have you, and just throw out, try and figure out, give them $2, $3, four, maybe five, I don't know. No. Instead of, listen, they knew what they were going to give Jesus before they left their country. It was no guesswork to it. They had set that aside. This is what belongs to the Lord. And 2 years of traveling didn't permit them to touch it in any kind of way because that was set aside for God. Hear me, people of God, hear me. Now, when that time came, they formally presented each one individually their gifts to the Lord. But listen at this. It was no accident. It was providential. Matter of fact, it was prophetic because Isaiah chapter 60, verses 3 and verse 6 tells of Gentiles who had come to worship him and who brought gold and frankincense because his own people would not worship and honor him and bring to him gifts. Now, when you look at that, my brothers and sisters, that's an indictment against the church. The people whom God has sent his son and his son has given his life, they won't even freely go into their pockets, to their treasures, and worship God with. They treat him as if it is a burden and a pain to give him anything. And what they miss is, because of him, they've got everything they've got.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry. Partner with this ministry. And tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Job chapter 2, verse 1. Have to say amen. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Lord said unto Satan, from whence comes thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to
and fro.
And fro in the earth.
Oh, yeah.
From walking up
and down.
And down in it.
Yes,
the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect man.
Upright man. That's what he was.
One that feared God and eschewed evil, and still he holding fast his integrity. Although thou moves me against him to destroy him without a cause. And Satan answered the Lord, as a conversation one, and said, scheming for scheming, yea, all that a man had will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now, and touch his bones and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. Good God Almighty.
Oh my God.
That's Satan now.
That's your Satan.
And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. In other words, don't touch his soul.
Don't touch his soul.
So Satan went from forth the presence of the Lord, he didn't wait, and smote Job with their balls from the sole of his foot until his crown. Good God Almighty. And he took him a posture and strapped himself with gold and sat down among the ashes. And last verse I read the sign say, then said his wife unto him, does thou still retain thy integrity? Curse God
and die.
You
foolish woman. What Job said.
Curse God.
Praise
God.
And that.
On top of myself, when you're down to nothing.
God is up to something, man.
God is up to something.
All right,
am I talking to somebody in here this morning?
Right, yes, Lord.
I don't know who I'm talking to, but all of us in here have gone through an experience with Lucifer.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Better yet, name Satan.
Satan.
Or the devil, whatever you want to call him.
Right.
Or the evil spirit, whatever.
Are you right?
Even Jesus.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. When God can brag on you,
well, right, huh?
You better watch out.
Amen.
Because Jesus, God bragged on Jesus.
Yeah.
The third chapter of Matthew.
Yeah.
And after he was baptized, the Spirit set up on him like a dove.
Yeah.
And the Bible said, God said, this is my beloved son.
You are well pleased.
And whom I'm well pleased.
Come on, pal.
Hear ye him.
Right.
And in the fourth chapter, he will live to the will.
That's right. Yeah.
To be tempted.
Yeah, right.
For 40 days. And for 40 nights.
40 days, 40 nights.
Well, God, now, Lucifer, the devil wasn't thinking about Job. No. But God said, have thou considered my servant Job? In other words, what you think about Job? Because one thing about Satan, he has to get authority from God to come to us.
Right,
I'm talking to somebody over here.
Right.
I'm talking to somebody that's down to nothing. In other words, down in your spirit.
Yeah.
Maybe you ain't got no money to to buy somebody that gift that you need, in the whatever. Maybe that you going to the doctor and had a bad report.
Come on, man.
Tell somebody.
Right,
diabetes.
Yeah. Diabetes. Blood pressure. Blood pressure.
Oh. Sugar diabetes.
All that.
Cancer.
Yeah, Lord.
Hurting in your body.
Lord.
And the medicine ain't doing you no good. I'm talking to somebody.
Yeah, Lord.
I know it's Christmas time. And I know that we all want gifts to go buy for one another and this, that, and the other because it's Christmas time.
Right.
But let me tell you something. Even though it's Christmas time, Satan is always there.
Always.
Yes, sir.
Always.
He comes when you least expect
it.
Knocking on your door. He may not come to you, but he might get through your children.
Yeah, right. Tell us, brother.
Those kids were vulnerable, and God allowed Satan to have his way. Because it didn't come before God didn't know about it. But because of Satan, the devil, he's an evil spirit. And you don't care about nobody.
Nobody.
Not you or me.
Nobody.
And that's why I always pray for you all when you leave. I pray on the Father, because I know that you're going through something just like I be going through something every now and then.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right.
And I won't say it.
Yeah.
As I said last week, we got to get our own house in order.
Get that
on. And sweep around our own front door.
Right, man.
Before we try to sweep around somebody else.
Come on. You're right. Yeah, it's all right.
Am I talking to somebody?
Right.
I don't care where I'm at. I don't care like this.
There you go.
My, not here, not here. God is going to be God, and I'm going to use me as he sees fit to use me, because God is true, and God is a big God.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
You know what he said in Isaiah 66, heaven in my home?
Mm-hmm.
And my footstool is
earth.
So let's look in the text. Let's go back to one, baby. Job had 10 children. Woo. In Ruah, I mean, 7 boys and 3 girls.
Mm.
Am I talking to somebody?
All right, yeah.
You know, I'm sure sometimes can, you know, lay their hats down sometimes. And Job would go to church and say, let me pray for each one of them because he might have done something wrong against God.
Oh, yeah.
And Job would go to church every day to pray for his 10 children. We all got, some of us all got children in here.
Yeah.
Am I talking to somebody?
Oh, yeah, tell it.
You am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir, tell
it. And not only got children, but sometimes them children do something we don't want them to do.
That's right. Everybody,
we didn't raise them like that.
That's right.
Right. But they did anyway.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
They followed somebody.
Followed somebody, yeah. It's all right, follow somebody.
But God said,
but God.
If I'm following,
who can be against?
Who can be against?
That's what he did.
God said this. There's a way that see you right unto a man. That's probably 16:25. But the end thereof are the ways of death. A lot of them shouldn't think that's the right way, the quick way to get some money. But just think about it, they uptown in DC-1 with all kind of time.
Yeah.
I know because I know. I talked to him. And let me tell you something. The devil don't want us. He wants them, the children that's growing up, the ones that we trying to raise to be right, and the ones that's trying to, you know, do the right thing. Because he come to steal,
kill, and destroy.
Kill,
and destroy.
And destroy. I know I'm talking to somebody.
Yes, sir. You
ain't
got
to say to me.
You own it.
I'm telling it like this.
You tell the truth.
Because I already know how he is.
Yeah.
He's slick. And he's cunning craftiness. And the Bible say, Job didn't do nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look in the Bible. Look what it said. And again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Before the Lord. And there's a conjunction that say, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So that lets us know that he come unaware.
That's right.
You know, my mama used to sit on one of them getting advice.
That's right.
Those old folks, you
that's
you
true. That's true.
Don't go nowhere if you ain't right.
Right. Don't go.
Don't go there.
Sure.
Huh?
You're right. Go there.
I'm talking to somebody.
Yeah, no.
See, the old way
is the best way.
Them old folks be chewing that back 100 miles an hour.
Yep.
And they'll be sitting on that porch knowing what you're going to do before you even do it.
So right.
Because they had a dotted line, man. Yeah. Put the law.
Put the law.
I don't care. I'm talking about somebody up
here. Yeah. So, huh? You're right. Yeah. Direct line.
Yes, but they're back on you, too.
You know.
Well, yeah. I'm talking to somebody up here.
Yes, indeed.
Because I know that what's good for the goose
good for the gamblers.
Is good for the gamblers. That's all for this time.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember the time in Christmas time, Grandma and Mama used to go to TGNY. How many of y'all, some of y'all don't know what TGNY is?
Yeah,
you didn't know what TGNY is.
No, wait for this fact. Wait.
And they'll go look.
Yeah.
You wouldn't buy nothing.
No, they're going to look first, though.
They'll go look first. I'm talking about Christmas time.
Yeah.
This is Christmas time.
Yeah, get that money together.
And they had them sock over for like 2 foot.
I'm
just saying how far we've come. God has brought us a long
way.
Long way.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't want something like you all in the bag of chips. Negro, you ain't got what you got unless the Lord blesses you with it anyhow.
All right.
I know what I'm talking about.
All right.
He said, the earth is the
Lord.
And the fullness thereof. And they that dwell therein. Then he drops down from the verse 7 and says, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting Lord. For the kingdom of God shall come in. You got to let it come in your heart and say, Lord, I am a sinner. I need you to save me.
I need you to save me. All right.
Oh, Lord.
Come on in.
I need you to save me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's tight, but it's right. Yes, sir. It's tight, but it's right, you do. Because I'm trying to help somebody to come out of your mess. So if you're in there, you're going through a trial. I'm trying to tell you how to get out of that trial. That the devil coming to the bit.
Is
he coming?
There he comes.
Yes, he coming. You may not think he coming. He coming. And look what he's saying. Job had all kinds of stuff. Cow. Money. Now, what if that was one of us? We'd think I was crazy.
You sure right, man.
Come on, now, let's be real.
You're
now.
Right, you're right.
Cadillac. The picket fence. The fine car.
Oh, yeah.
All kind of money. But all in one sudden, you just say, poof.
Come on.
But Job didn't do that. Look what he said. Go up to verse 20. Then Job arose after he had heard everything about his children, about his camp, about everything he had. He said, then arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down on the ground and worshiped. Let me get on that worship. See, worship is something that you don't have. And you're still giving God the praise. Now, praise is something when you bless you with something. When, you know, you bless you with the, some money or bless you with a new car, you want to thank God. But worship is something different.
So will.
Job had just lost all he had.
All he had. But he had the Lord, though. He had the Lord, pal.
I'm just trying to, you know,
that's what I mean. He had the Lord.
I'm talking about the Christmas story, about Gabriel, you know, coming with the angels and all that. I'm out there. I'm over here.
Tell it,
because somebody needs this.
Tell it, pal.
I don't know who it is.
Tell it, pal.
Because Eugene be asking all the time, what do I say? I don't know.
That's right.
Whatever God did.
That's right.
Y'all know I knew the Bible. It's a gift God gave me.
God gave you that, pal.
I didn't buy this.
And the world can't take it from me.
And the world can't take it away.
No, Lord.
See, Peter said that.
That's right.
In Acts. Amen. They were down in eight chapter. I think it was. And Simeon was down there saying, let me tell you this Holy Ghost. And Peter said, Peter, you can't buy this because this is not up no money here. There ain't no money. You can't put no money on God's word.
Oh, Lord.
How
are
you doing?
No, Lord.
I don't care who you are.
That's right.
When you anointed, you anointed.
Back off.
I'm not telling nobody.
No.
Say, look what it says. It says, and I'm going to be through. It says, and said, Nick, I came out of my mother's womb. And then I shall return there. The Lord gave and the Lord take it away.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Now, can you say that after you lost everything? You be crying?
Oh, Lord.
Come on now, somebody.
You still crying.
You still crying. I'm trying to help somebody. I know I would.
You still be crying.
I'm buying this food, but I ain't gonna tell no lie.
You still be crying. All that.
But Job said, Nick, what did he say? But he said, the Lord gave, and the Lord had taken away. Blessed be the name
of the Lord.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about you, but I just learned that whatever God gives you, be thankful for.
Be thankful for it. Yeah. 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 Be thankful.
Whatever God has given you, be thankful for it. You may not have what Joe don't have.
Yeah.
But some people in the neighborhood don't even go to church. Amen.
Yep.
And look like they got all they want. They got new cars.
They ain't got the Lord though, really.
New house.
They ain't got the rent.
New furniture. Am I talking to somebody?
They ain't got the
You know what I'm talking about, though. I know. I've been around the block.
Right.
And look like they just prospering. But one thing they don't have,
the Lord say,
is peace within themselves. Because Jesus said, I give you peace, which passes all
understanding.
I don't know what I'm talking to, but I'm trying to tell you, if you ain't got but a little bit, but it's from the law, it's much. That's what my grandma used to say. A little money from the law carries a whole lot. Oh, wait, I didn't know what she was talking about at that time. But I was living as bad as she was running around with playing horse and buggy, you know, and the girls get over there playing with jackets. We don't even know that. We ain't selling them on jackets.
I ain't heard that. I don't know.
You don't even know what that is.
Jacks. No, that
y'all don't know what that is. Jacks. Huh?
Well,
this is good.
Amen.
That's the old way.
Yeah,
you hear about no sugar killing one
of them? No, no.
Well, free, we ain't had nobody that got no.
Fight and make up the same day.
We'll stand there and eat some hog head cheese and crackers. And drink us some Lehigh cold drink.
Yeah.
We might fight a little bit, but
made up that day. Went back to play.
We went back to play.
Yeah.
But not this day.
Oh, no, they going to get a gun. Or
you better watch yourself. You get in the fight today.
Yeah.
Because they coming back with something. They ain't coming back with no little 22 pop gun or no Saturday Night Special. They're coming back with some artillery.
Sure,
yeah. To blow your brains out.
Sure, right.
But God for you.
Hold on.
Yeah.
But God. But God.
And then he say, look what he say. Verse 3. Has God considered my servant Job?
Mm.
Now the Lord brought his name up because the Lord wanted to show Satan, you ain't got much power without me.
I got all power.
I got all. I made you.
Yeah.
Acts Ezekiel 28.
Yeah.
I made you.
Yeah.
And I set you some.
Right.
That's what it said in Ezekiel 28. Go read 13, 14. This is in Bible. The Bible said, I set you some.
Oh, yeah.
And then you was anointed.
Yeah.
They called him the son of anointed.
Hello.
That's in Ezekiel 28. Go read. Mm-hmm. Read told out your Bible. Is it that? And the Bible said he had diamonds and pearls in his body. Can you imagine that? You drove him. He had iron and all this other stuff. I can't pronounce some of them names, but that's what's in him. And he could sing like a mocking
bird.
Go ahead, they called him a son of a woman.
Amen.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Mm.
But he was Lucifer, yeah.
Hold on.
But he wanted to say within himself in Isaiah 14 chapter. We're not about that Bible study.
Yeah.
He said within himself five things. And the last thing he said, I'm going to be like the Most High God. What's your name?
What's your name?
Oh,
amen.
How you have faith. See, he know how it is in him.
Yeah.
We don't know. We can hear about it. But he done been there. And guess what? He can't go back. Because he said, in his throne room, the Lord, Son of God, and this is in God's throne room. His spiritual now. I'm trying to get out that flesh into the spiritual realm. Because one day we're going to be spiritual one day. Let me tell you something. We walk right out there door right now and go into the spirit. That's how true that is. Your money going to leave you. Your diamonds and pearls. You ain't going to take none of that stuff with you.
Nothing.
Naked, I came to this world.
Naked, you're going to leave ya.
And naked,
you're going to leave ya.
Huh?
Naked, you ain't going to take
nothing. You don't need nothing with them. But the Bible says, you know, have thou considered my servant?
Yeah.
God bragged on Joseph.
Yeah.
Jesus bragged, God bragged on Jesus. Yeah. And he's going to say, don't let God brag on you now, because he's coming. He may come to try to afflict your child. He may try to come, amen. He may try to come and afflict your grandchild.
Oh, yeah.
Or your brother, your sister. He's coming now.
He's
coming, mercy. He may not come. He coming to try to do what he can do, but to destroy you. He really you.
Yeah.
What kind of person are you?
Tell it, pal. Tell it.
Mm-hmm. But you know everything I tell you, Lord? Lord, let your will.
Be done.
I don't know what's on today. When I go downtown to the jailhouse, when I go up there, I don't know what I'm expecting. It may be somebody with a gun to kill me. I don't know. Yeah. We don't know what's on tomorrow. That's what I'm trying to tell you now. Right. God trying to tell you, you don't know what's on tomorrow. You don't know what's on the next minute. Just think right now and say, praise the Lord. Yeah. I lift up my eyes to him from which cometh my help. All of my help comes.
Come the Lord.
Yes, sir. Which made heaven and earth.
Right.
And then he said, chase and see that the Lord is good.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
I don't know about you, but I've learned and I've discovered that when you serve the Lord, it ain't gonna be howdy, because Job didn't do nothing wrong.
Nothing.
He had three friends that came and sat in sackcloth. I'm just going to pull it up and it be. For 7 days. I used to speak like that, wouldn't say nothing for 7 days, but I didn't stop it because I ain't as close as I was 20-some years ago. But I used to wouldn't say nothing for 7 days. They didn't say nothing for 7 days. And guess what they say? He must have did something wrong.
Right.
You know, we quickly do that.
Oh, yeah.
We had our hands.
All right.
You know why you going through what you're going through. You must be done something wrong.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Am I talking to somebody?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all heard that before?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Very long.
But it's not somebody wrong. Job ain't do nobody wrong. The Lord brought his name up before Satan and said, have thou considered my servant Job? An upright man.
Upright.
See, you got to walk up. Let me tell you something. Whatever the devil throw at you, if you're in right standing, you don't got to worry about nothing. You say, Lord, you say, come unto me, all ye that labor. And I have a labor. And I'll give you rest. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
Right.
We all fight in a fight.
Yeah.
The Bible says, for we wrestle not. Ephesians 6:12, against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of this darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high place. That's what we're wrestling against.
Right.
On them jobs.
Oh, yeah.
They might get a one that don't know proof, a regular that don't give you nothing.
Yeah.
You'd have been to college, got a degree, and you ain't got no regular.
Yeah.
Been there for 10, 15 years, ain't got damn regular. Get with somebody behind you, they got $5-$6 raise.
Yeah.
That's God, ain't it? Ain't God trying to show you something? If I'm for you, be again. It don't matter what it takes, but as long as you stand alone, the Lord got a way of blessing you, and he have a way of blessing you.
Right.
That's why the scripture says, but they that wait
upon the Lord,
upon the Lord, sharing you their strength, they shall mount up. I'm helping somebody now.
Yeah.
This is for somebody, but I want to you to preach this. This is for somebody up in here today. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not ye, be not dismayed, for I'm thy God. I will strengthen thee and I will help thee. Yet I will hold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41:10. That's what it says. I'm trying to help somebody because you got to quote the scripture back to the devil. The devil cannot stand up to the word of God. It's powerful. Hebrews 4:12 says, it's sharper than any two-edged sword.
That word gonna stick.
That word gonna stick when nothing else gonna stick.
Right.
You can be broke.
It's still gonna stick.
That but God will always show favor.
Yeah.
Show favor to me. run downtown with them white, little white folks that think they got everything. They ain't got nothing. I know who holds the key. I just don't say now. I know who got all the power and all the on and everything. It ain't y'all. No. I was going to the book. The book, what? Huh? Look what's in my book. Look what's in. They say, so Satan.